one of the biggest things that did it was when, because my knees are, I've had it through my army service and doing too much sport, I had to pack in running and football, and then I sort of hit a lull because I couldn't see any other way of doing sport. And then I found out about my local cycle club, and so took up cycling with them, and it just relaxed me. And that's when I'm out cycling with them, it's one of the only times I can go out on my own without having a problem, because I'm more relaxed because I'm out of the four walls and I can actually relax. Whereas I go out with the wife, any other time I have to go out with her because of my reaction to people and being out all the time. So yeah, it's helped in a big way, because it is one of the only things that relaxes me and has sort of given me a goal to keep doing it and just keep fit doing it that way.
And if you hadn't turned to cycling to help you deal with this, where do you think you'd be now?
And it sounds morbid, but I don't think I'd be living, because I wouldn't have a way of having a release, which that is for me. I don't really know what I'd do, to be honest. I don't think I'd be here, is the bottom line.
Sure. And Ian, for anyone who's listening who suffers with a mental health issue of any kind, would you then encourage them to turn to a sport and, you know, see how it affects them?
Yeah, obviously, it's the first and foremost is for them not to look at it as a sign of weakness, not asking for help, because that was my problem. I looked at it as being a weakness, didn't want to ask for help, and through the embarrassment factor and everything that goes with that. So after getting help, which is the first and foremost thing, if that doesn't help, along with that, go out and do sport, whatever sort of sport it is. Well, it's helped me. So unless you try, you don't know if it's going to help you or not.